Where did you find an honest-to-God picnic basket? No, I'm not making fun of it. I think it's cute. I've never seen one in real life before. It was cool of your aunt to loan it to you. It isn't much further, but I could carry the basket for you. I just wanted to say, I'm really glad you agreed to come tonight. I know the 4th of July isn't the most romantic holiday, but I didn't want to watch the fireworks alone. Also, your suggestions of a picnic was just perfect. Especially because after hiking all that way, I am starving. Alright, well, just through here and... ta-da! The perfect hill to watch the fireworks from. Let me just lay the blanket out. Oh man, that looks amazing. I did bring some wine. I didn't know how much you like, so I brought both a bottle of red and white. Now this is embarrassing, but I forgot the bottle opener. Hey, stop laughing. Maybe I could break the top off with a rock or something. I don't know. You're telling me that picnic basket has a corkscrew? What is it, a magic picnic basket? Oh, okay. It's like a picnic dining set. Neat. Would the Monsieur Mademoiselle care to try the house wine tonight? Okay. I will stop with the accent, but only if you try it. Oh, come on. Have a little fun. Speak like one of my French girls. I'm sorry. That was the worst French accent I've ever heard. I mean, it was adorable, but bad. What am I bad at? Probably being brave. I think the bravest thing I've ever done is ask you out on this date. Look, it's starting to get dark, so I guess the show must be starting soon. Oh. You're getting cold? Did you want to borrow my sweatshirt? No? Just want to huddle together for warmth, eh? I mean, if you're cold, we could go back. Hey, I am not bad at picking up signs. Now, who's laughing at who, eh? Okay. What I'm hearing is you want to cuddle. This is really nice. You are really warm and your hair smells good. What kind of shampoo do you use? I'm sorry, I tend to ramble when I'm nervous. Why am I nervous? Because I really like you and I don't want to mess this up. Look, the first time I saw you, I thought you were the hottest person ever, and the more I get to know you, the more I realize you're also the coolest. I'm nervous that you're going to realize that I'm not good enough. Oh no, I don't need to finish what I was saying. More wine? Fine, if you insist. I was going to say... that you're too good for me. Why are you laughing? What do you mean you were thinking the same thing? How could you possibly think that? Who told you those things? You're amazing and wonderful and just the kindest, funniest, best person I know. It is not true. Don't say those things about yourself. Look, I may not be good enough, but I want to be with you. You don't have to say all that about me. Okay, now I am blushing. Really think all that of me? Okay, stop, stop. I get the point. You think I'm amazing too. You know, I never had anyone be quite so verbal on how much they like me. No, I didn't mean it in a bad way, but that pout is adorable. Oh, and you sticking your tongue out only makes you cuter. But I would rather go back to talking about how amazing you are. That was amazing. Just like you. No, I'm never gonna stop telling you how amazing you are. Won't ever stop doing this. Baby, you taste incredible. Like red and white wine. And you. I don't care about the finale. Okay, I'll behave myself. Yeah, you are. I mean, the fireworks are beautiful too, yeah. Well, I guess we should probably head back now, huh? But thank you for spending the 4th of July with me. I had a wonderful time too. Hey, wait. Is that another firework? I thought the show was over. It's getting closer. It's a UFO!
Greetings, humans. I am a Liam. I have come here to... Wait. What are you doing? Stop running. Come back.
Yeah. You're right. They may have come in peace, but to serve men was a cookbook, so I'm not taking no chances.
Humans, we mean you no harm. Death will not harm you.
We gotta hide. Look, I just wanted to say I'm sorry that we had to leave your aunt's picnic basket behind. I know we're hiding and all, but I still got some wine in my backpack if you want some. Okay, I get it. Not in right time.
I have found you at last, humans.
Oh, no. Shit, wait. The wine? I thought you said it wasn't the right time. Oh, as a weapon. Gotcha. Is that alien scum?
Is this alcohol? I am allergic. I am allergic. Oh, no.
They were done in by their own folly. And two bottles of wine. See, babe? Turns out all I needed was a little red, white, and you.
Yeah! America! Fuck yeah!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mazarus, a.k.a. Samuel, the right hand of Doom Fuentes. I'm coming to you... And I want to thank you so much for sitting through this wonderful audio. I want to thank Nikki Tupins, who has been mostly an artist. This is her first script. You'll find a lot of my bloopers at the end of this audio, mostly because we need a break from like how trashy everything feels right now in America. So I hope this kind of is a nice change of pace for you all. I wanted to do something 4th of July, and I realized I haven't really done, like, the classic B-movie Alien. So thank you, Nikki, for writing this amazing script and letting me live out my B-movie dream. Really got some Bruce Campbell vibes from the speaker in this one, so I hope you had as much fun as I did. I got a little sick over the weekend, so Regrets Part 3 is going to be a little bit far behind. Hopefully it will be out next week, if not the week following. But in the meantime, let me know in the comments below if you want to see more stuff like this, if you want to... I've got a couple of ideas cooking, I've got some scripts that I know Lupin wants me to do. But in the meantime, all my friends out there, all my subscribers, thank you so much for visiting and just coming in for this madness. I had so much fun, if you couldn't tell with this script. but I will see you in the next one, hopefully. Be sure to like, favorite, share, subscribe, comment, and just have a safe 4th of July if you're going to be celebrating. And if you're like me, not celebrating it, let this be a representation of what America thinks it is. And let's all laugh and have fun and just take a moment and realize that sometimes we got to laugh through the pain to get through it. But we will get through this. Well, that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. As always, thank you so much. Sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares. You're telling me that there's a... You're telling me that the picnic basket has a corkscrew? What? Are you telling me that a shrimp fried this rice? Trying to record, woman. God damn it. That's a good line. God damn it. That's right. And the shrimp was actually... God damn it. Oh, God.
Are you telling me a chicken fried this rice?
God damn it. Stop that. You stop that right now. Oh, my God. This one's for the blooper end. You're telling me that the picnic basket has a corkscrew? Is it a magic picnic basket? Christ. Hey, boo-boo! God damn it. Wait until the aliens attack, boo-boo! Then we'll really get them! So, good thing you're already smashed! I am not doing a Yogi Bear audio, thank you very much. Yogi Bear flirt? No! I'm so glad no one else can hear you. Just imagine Strahd. Hey, boo-boo! Oh, you're getting cold? Did you want to borrow my sweatshirt? I know it's the middle of summer, but you know how it is in Texas. Did you want to borrow my sweatshirt that I'm wearing in the middle of the summer heat for some reason, like a dum-dum? That's how you know it's fiction, folks.